Cress, brother and sister, D.H. St. Helena, California, May 29, 1906. Dear brother and sister Cress, I received your good letters. I was very much pleased to receive a copy of the letter you wrote to Dr. Kellogg. If such letters cannot convince him, what will? You treat the subject wisely, and I thank the Lord that you are able to set forth the truth so intelligently. When I see so many following him in all his movements, I realize that this is an illustration of the evil influence of mind upon mind. The doctor says that he has been studying along the lines of God and nature for years. Nothing that anyone may say to him seems to make the least impression upon him. But I think that you have treated the matter wisely. Those who are under the deceptive influence of Satan do not seem to be affected by the efforts put forth for their salvation. In view of the present situation, it does not seem as if they could be helped much, even if we were to hold many meetings in their behalf. But we still have the responsibility of doing what we can to help them. The time for the Lord's judgments to come upon the wicked cities has begun, and yet the marked influence that such visitations should have upon the people is not seen. I am seeking to get out matter to awaken our churches and set them, first of all, on the watch of themselves, that they may be prepared to act as sentinels on the watchtowers of Zion. All who love God sincerely will reveal themselves as the friends of man. The temperance question is to be revived and advocated strenuously. The Word of God is our guidebook. We are not to have great confidence in any man that lives and walks on the face of the earth. The records of some are similar to that of the exalted angel who was given a position next to Jesus Christ in the heavenly courts. Lucifer was enshrouded with glory as the covering cherub. Yet this angel whom God had created and entrusted with power became desirous of being as God. He gained the sympathy of some of his associates by suggesting thoughts of criticism regarding the government of God. This evil seed was scattered in a most seducing manner, and after it had sprung up and taken root in the minds of many, he gathered the ideas that he himself had first implanted in the minds of others and brought them before the highest order of angels as the thoughts of other minds against the government of God. Thus, by ingenious methods of his own devising, Lucifer introduced rebellion in heaven. God desired that a change take place, and that the work of Satan be brought out in its genuine aspect. But the exalted angel, standing next to Christ, was opposed to the Son of God. The underworking was so subtle that it could not be made to appear before the heavenly host as the thing that it really was. And so there was war in heaven, and Satan was expelled with all who would not stand on the side of loyalty to God's government. The Lord God stood forth as supreme ruler. This condition of things had existed a long period of time before Satan was unmasked and the evil ones expelled. Only think, a war in heaven. Our work is not to seek to reason with those who in times past have been entrusted with great responsibilities, but who have been tempted by the enemy to embrace other responsibilities that they have not been called to carry. If he had let alone the things God never gave him to do, he would not have become so burdened with things that he could not carry. God has given his ministers their commission to preach the gospel and to warn the people of the things that are soon to come upon the earth. But Dr. Kellogg would not be satisfied unless they should exalt the medical work as all and in all. This the Lord forbade. Then the doctor pursued certain lines of scientific study, and Satan came in with the suggestion that his delusive, scientific sentiments be made the great power that would place the medical interests on the highest basis, far above the ministry of the gospel. The Lord is unmasking the spirit of evil working that has existed in Battle Creek. Those who have chosen to follow their own way have begun to publish the discrepancies and contradictions, so-called, that they claim to find in connection with the testimonies. And they are misstating some matters by using their own words instead of the words found in my writing. These charges will have to be met, that truth may take the place of falsehood. Oh, how sad that such a work as this is done in this all-important period of the world's history. We want now to go right forward with the work we must do in order to awaken our cities to repentance. We desire to let the light shine forth in clear rays and to preach the gospel and the nearness of the end, without having to stop to engage in controversy with the men who are blindfolded with the bewitchery of misleading science.